So, dear community, LinkedIn members, Composites Launch members, suppliers, and buyers, I am here now with JEC Forum Central Europe in Krakow. And let me walk you through the first day's conference program here.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
We started this morning with the opening sessions, after of course getting the badges. And in the opening sessions, there were some salient information that I would like to give you. So Poland is in the boat production, in the yacht production, the number 9 in the world. Did you know that? So I found that really fascinating. Out of all Central Europe, of course, the Polish market is the largest composites market, by far the largest. Which means the start of JEC Forum Central Europe in Poland is the right point of growing into the Central European markets. So I will be talking today with Anna Boczkowska. She's the university professor of Warsaw. I will be talking with Andrzej Czulak from PKTK, so the Polish cluster of composite technologies, and see many, many more people here and network. Yeah, and stay tuned with our coverage from Krakow. So, wonderful good morning, dear LinkedIn community. We are here at JEC Forum Central Europe. This is the first time the JEC has organized a forum here in Poland. Poland, exactly, we are here in Krakow, but with me together is Anna Boczkowska. She is a professor at the University of Warsaw. Welcome to my show.
Welcome.
Anna, I have the first question is for the people who don't know the Warsaw University. Can you explain us what is the Warsaw University and what was the reason for you to support JEC Forum Central Europe?
I represent Warsaw University of Technology, Faculty of Materials Science and Engineering. My faculty is one of the smallest at Warsaw University of Technology, which is the oldest technical university in Poland. Next year we will celebrate 200 years anniversary of our university. At my faculty we are working on composite materials. Personally, I am interested in composite materials. I think since 30 years, even more. That's why I am here. I am a partner of a Polish composite cluster. I also represent Polish Research Society, Polish Composite Research Society. So I'm working on composite materials. I'm teaching of composite materials at the university. So that's why I'm here.
So Anna, thanks for introducing Warsaw University to us. It was very comprehensive. Thank you so much. Now this is the second time we're meeting. Of course, I want to catch up with you on what's going on in regarding innovation, technology, and sustainability. On which projects are you working right now that are hot topics? How do we connect you with stories within the composites and sustainable materials industry? We are on the ground to find the facts. We examine big, innovative ideas. We let diverse perspectives on technology and sustainability emerge and ignite conversations that matter most to bring you the composites and sustainable materials world. Stay informed, stay connected, stay inspired. From our online studios in Germany, covering events and corporates from France, Italy, UK, Central Europe, and many more European regions. Join us for creating sustainable value.
With Composites 360 on Tour, Composites Lounge Engineering Talks, and Composites Lounge End User Panels, hosted by Ilkay Özpizoğlu. Weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred podcasts.
Working on different projects. Some of them are related to sustainability, some are related to new materials, some of them are also related to SHM techniques. We are going to develop also new techniques for the composite materials, related strictly to composite materials. Regarding the new materials, let's say green materials, we've got a new project, deals with introduction of the natural fibers to composite materials, especially in the wind turbine energy systems. We are working on basalt fibers, we are working on hemp fibers, on the modification of the surface of the fibers. We also have project on recycling of the composite materials, and we are working on the modification of the surface of carbon fibers coming from the recycling to obtain the better properties of the new product. And also the new direction on which we are working also, and we have new projects on this, is the modification of the surface of composite materials to have longer life and better properties, such as lower wettability and coming into the isophobic properties. So this is also the direction of our projects and our research work.
So Anna, this is really a great innovation and a really great project. Now, lately I have heard that the biofibers, one of their main features and benefits for using in composites is because biofibers are in the atmosphere and the nature, they're firstly absorbing CO2. So the CO2 balance is negative. Do you have any insights on this or examples where you can explain to us what will be the effect for using it on composites?
So the main advantage of natural fibers is that they are growing each year and absorb the CO2, as you said, the new plants still absorbing the CO2. So this is the main reason why biofibers are interesting for us. And the second point in which why we are interested so much in biofibers is that some of them are coming from waste from the agriculture industry. So this is also very important, and this is the benefits and I think impact also for, let's say, sustainability of the composite materials production.
So wonderful. This is good news about the biofibers. Now let's talk about the future. Now Warsaw University, Krakow and Poland, of course, you are using these fibers also to maintain and to create a great future. So where do you see the future in composites in the context of sustainable fibers and of course Poland? In which strategic markets are you going into?
So it's a very complex question, I should say. The future of these biofibers and is the combination them with bioresins also to have completely bio-friendly composite materials. So I think this is the future of composites. We shall also focus on the production technologies for the future and which sectors we are targeted. Mainly, let's say, transport transportation, automotive, wind energy. These are main sectors on which we are going to work. And also building industry. This is also a huge market for composite materials. So we are also deals with this construction industry sector.
So Anna, thank you so much for these insights on the Polish market, the Warsaw University. This is the day one, dear community of JEC Forum Central Europe, and our show will continue. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you very much. Thank you.